The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings and welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. The Beacon is sponsored by Phoenix Christian, and it's a show where we like to weekly look at how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. This week, we are thrilled to have in our virtual studio via Zoom a couple of great guests. And as always, we have in studio my faithful co-host, Jeff Blake, superintendent of Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. Jeff, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Steve. This morning is going to be a great show.
Really, really thrilled to have you in the virtual studio again today, Jeff, but then also thrilled to have a couple of gentlemen from an organization known as Outdoor Adventures that we're going to learn a little bit about, one of whom we have some history with and I've known for many years, a treasured friend, Ethan Haggenis. Ethan, welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So glad you're here. So Ethan serves as the programs director for Outdoor Adventures, and he works together with a friend and mentor even of his, a guy who I know he looks up to, and he serves as the executive director, or I like his alternate title, chief fun officer, and that's Eric Swithin. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. We are just delighted to have you guys on the program this morning. Just so thrilled. I recently became aware through Ethan of Outdoor Adventures and learning myself a little bit about the ways in which God is working through your availability in this capacity and others. But before we jump off and talking about Outdoor Adventures, let's get to know you guys a little bit and your story. Maybe let's start with you, Ethan. I mean, dude, I had the chance to know you as a young adult athlete and cheer for you on the field and on the court, and just so grateful for your friendship over a number of years, as I know Jeff Blake is as well, man. Get us caught up from those moments when you were, you know, crushing skulls on the football field to today. What do we miss?
Oh, it seems like a lifetime ago.
I know, right?
So graduated from Phoenix Christian in 2009, did a brief stint in college, but basically ended up getting my EMT license. And I've been in the medical field and various jobs basically since high school. I am now currently working full-time as an EMT on the Hickory Apache Reservation up in northern New Mexico.
Okay.
I do that as my full-time job that helps pay the bills, but I have been working in youth ministry for, I think, coming up on 8 years total. And so I get to be partnered with Eric Swithin. We've been working together for 3 years, and I'm the associate youth pastor, so I get to do that on the side. So it's lots of fun, super passionate. The Lord just put a passion in my heart for young teens, young men to just pour into, because that's what he had youth leaders when I was in high school pour into me, and men like you two who really just stepped up and showed me what it looked like to be a godly man. So I am married, coming up on 6 years.
Right on.
Two beautiful kids. I have a 3-year-old, Avonlea Grace, and a new 4-month-old little boy, Everett. So life is busy, but it's a good busy. It's a little good chaos, but I'm blessed. So yeah.
So I got this little picture of you on my screen because we're using Zoom, and is that, I feel like I can see that little girl having you wrapped right around her finger, man.
I will give her whatever she wants.
And now a little boy. That's just fantastic. Way to go. Yeah. Congratulations. That's exciting. That's really neat. And 6 years of marriage, man, you're almost a veteran.
That poor woman. especially in quarantine, I think she wants to strangle me half the time because I'm a little, ornery, but yeah, life is good. We're still learning. We're growing together. It's a process as always, and it will be even once we reach 50, if Lord willing, So
I got good news for you. My wife Teresa and I celebrated 36 years just this last month, and you know what? God bless her. You know, she's she's got the patience of Job, and she, we're still learning too, and we will be.
Exactly.
As long as we have the opportunity to live this life in this place before the next one. But man, what a great update. And Eric, man, congrats. Just What a lucky dude to get to work with Ethan on a regular basis. We think the world of that guy, and he's as much of a knucklehead as the rest of us, I'm sure. But I know he thinks the world of you. And give us a little bit of your story, Eric, as to where you're at and your update, and let us and our listeners get to know you, please.
Well, first of all, I'm the lucky one, the blessed one, getting to work with Ethan. He's one of my best friends, and I learn a lot from him. So if he once in a while learns something from me, that's just, it goes with the old adage that even a blind three-legged squirrel gets a nut once in a great while. So sure. My story, I'm the quintessential broken kid that God took special interest in and dusted off and made something out of. And my story is very interesting. I came from utter brokenness. I spent time living in a battered women's shelter undercover as a kid, and parents were divorced when I was two. They were both addicts, and just sort of they came from brokenness and sort of passed that on. They were really growing up as they were raising a bunch of kids, and so that was really passed on to us. And God has really reconciled those relationships. I have a great relationship with my parents now, and so I want to honor them and say that. But I'll tell you, I grew up a drug addict, even in my early teens, smoking cigarettes, even in elementary school, and learning how to get intoxicated. And I was just a mess, constantly seeking validation as a kid and searching for something. And we were not raised in the church or with any religious context at all. So fast forward, I found Jesus my senior of high school at 18, and he radically, radically changed my heart. And continues to do so day after day. And now looking forward to see, yes, God chooses to speak through a donkey. And so that's proof that when he chose me, there's nothing particularly special. So I'm just boasting about what God has done in my life. When I say I'm the first person in our family, first male in our family to graduate college. I went to Rice University and got an economics degree. Ended up going to seminary at Fuller Theological Seminary. The way that door opened was absolutely unbelievable. I went from working in the 58th story of a skyscraper as a management consultant, doing billion-dollar change management jobs with oil companies, to quitting everything and running into seminary, not knowing what I was getting myself into. And so back up just a little bit, United States Marine, served in the Iraq War. Got really banged up from that experience. And so the culmination of all of this stuff has led me to a little mountain town called Pagosa Springs. Most people don't know where it is, and I'm glad. And we live out in the middle of nowhere in Colorado. In fact, quarantine for me, I don't even want to tell you what it's been like, because I feel guilty about how good it's been.
Yeah.
And I have a beautiful, beautiful family, man. I cannot believe that God has broken the generational suffering in my family. And just, he's given me a wife that's way out of my league. She's a recovering lawyer. And then interestingly, even though I have over a decade on Ethan in terms of age, our kids are like the same age.
Yeah.
I have a 3.5-year-old daughter. And then my son, Mason, is about to turn 10 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're kind of in the same ballpark. We get to play with our kids together in the yard and do all that fun stuff. We're trying to also set up a future marriage between our kids. And all kinds of stuff in the works.
Wow. That's so cool. So, yeah. So, man, what a background it sounds like. And, I know enough about Ethan's background. It's interesting, that God would pair the two of you with, stories that are different, but have a similar thread. It's mm-hmm. Here you're one kid that's growing up as a churched kid, exposed to the gospel early in life. And yet, still, even though the circumstances on the surface were dramatically different, there's a common thread as it relates to an aspect of your life that you would say was missing or broken. Can you guys speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a miracle that the Lord uses our hurts, even though from different backgrounds, different states, different situations, and he uses it for his glory. For me, on the outside, it looked like growing up, everything was going well. My parents divorced when I was going into junior high or late elementary school at Light and Life, which is now Phoenix Christian Elementary. But so at a crucial time in my life, fifth, sixth grade, my dad chose to leave. And man, just a lot of brokenness in my life. Going through junior high and high school, really without a father figure in the household. Now, I was blessed to have a stepdad later on, a couple years later. But man, when you go through that at such a crucial age, I know I was an angry kid in junior high and high school. Yeah. And part of the reason why I was probably half decent at football, take out some of my anger and frustration. But just what we're talking about is just finding validation in all the wrong places. And it was in sports, it was in girls, it was in wherever you could find it. The Lord, just looking back now, 10 plus years, I just had my 10 year reunion at PC, and just seeing where he's brought me and the realization, and seeing the men along the way that have stepped up and showed me what it looked like to be a godly man pursuing his heart. I didn't have that necessarily. Mm-hmm. I learned the work ethic here and there from coaches and teachers at PC. And I learned a few other things from youth leaders in the church and pastors. But man, just the Lord finally wrapping his arms around me and saying, hey, here's what I want you to be. I don't want you to focus on that anymore, but I use that for a purpose. And right. He went through so much heartache and so much insecurity for a reason. And you finally learned and you matured through it, which is really cool to see. And I'm not saying I'm fully matured. I won't be fully matured until I go and meet my Heavenly Father. But man, where he's brought me from, even from Phoenix Christian, being raised in a Christian household, doesn't always necessarily, you know, behind closed doors, look the healthiest. So
yeah,
Well,
we're excited to have you guys. If you're just tuning into the Beacon today, we are thrilled to have as our guests Ethan Haggenis and Eric Swithin from Outdoor Adventures. They're connected to us today through Pagosa Springs. And we come back in this next segment, we're going to talk about how God built on a foundation that you wouldn't necessarily think he would use for his glory and for the good of his kingdom. So you don't want to miss it. Come on back to the Beacon.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. My name's Steve Woods. I'm your host. In studio with me, Jeff Blake, Ethan Haggenis. Also have Eric Swithin. I'm thrilled to be shining a spotlight this week on Outdoor Adventures. These gentlemen are coming to us from Pagosa Springs. And, you know, guys, hearing your background and realizing that while they're different, there's sort of this important point, or maybe in Eric's case, kind of all of your life without that father figure. Talk a little bit about how God took, you know, that unexpected platform and is building on it something just unexplainable for his use and for his glory and his purposes. We talked off the air, you know, about a passage of scripture, Eric, that points right at that. Maybe that's a great place to start.
Sure. You know, and it's easy to sort of fluff up your story to make your testimony sound really cool. But the truth is, I tend to downplay some of my testimony in terms of not sharing certain details because it's emotional, it's painful, and it makes people really uncomfortable. But if I were to paint just a simple Cliff Notes version of my story, it starts with two parents that just really weren't in a position to be parents at the time. Got divorced at the age of two. When I was 2 years old, I think my earliest memory was divorce court.
Mm.
That led to living with eight different men over the course of my young adult life that my mom was dating or married to. And so in the midst of that, I endured sexual abuse, physical abuse, verbal, mental, emotional abuse. And oftentimes just found myself longing for something more. And I think everybody that doesn't know Jesus, as you mentioned, Steve, they're all searching. Everybody's looking. But those that have lived or grown up without a father figure that was actively in their life, it's exacerbated. It's amplified. And for me in particular, it came out in the form of seeking validation. It's like everything I did, looking back now in hindsight, it's like everything I did, I was trying to gain attention from people. If I'm the craziest, toughest dude in the school, the wildest guy that does the most, whatever, if I've got people's attention, that means that I'm important, that I'm being seen. And so that led me into a pretty violent past. At the age of 17, I was involved in a gang fight, and an 8-inch knife was put into my side. I was almost murdered. I lost almost half the blood in my body. The surgeon still calls it a miracle that I survived. And that's not to count the multiple times that I overdosed on alcohol or drugs along the way. Even living on the streets around the age of 15, I didn't want any semblance of authority. And so I left the house, found myself in handcuffs many times. And I am absolutely positive that God exists based off of this one statement. And that is, I'm not dead and I'm not in prison. Mm. That is absolutely where I was headed. And when I found Jesus at 18, my senior year of high school, was a radical, radical transformation. I immediately began to feel compassion in my heart and purpose in my thoughts. And he just completely turned my world upside down. But there was just still something broken deep inside. And so I continued to seek validation. I joined the Marine Corps. It was really my only opportunity to eventually make it to college. And I also wanted to be a hero. I imagined being like Rambo, you know, carrying a machine gun and taking out bad guys. And things were very black and white for me. But deep down inside, what it was is, if I'm tough enough, if I'm a hero, if I come back from a war with some medals, maybe then I'm good enough. Mm. Maybe then I'm a man. And I found validation of sorts with women, with accolades, with pats on the back, with affirmation from older men, whatever I could do to gain attention and be able to feel something, some sort of validation, I was after it wholeheartedly. And so it wasn't really until I began to seek validation in Jesus alone that I began to feel that sense of fulfillment, that I am a man, I'm his child. And there's absolutely nothing that can change that. And what was really amazing, this changed my life, is I started to notice little love notes in the Bible to the fatherless. Mm. Now, in church, we often talk about orphans and widows, but we overlook the fact that there are multitudes of verses in the Bible about the fatherless. Just to name a few, Psalm 68:4-5, sing to God, sing in praise of his name, extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless. A defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. There are so many, even in the law, even in Deuteronomy, even in Exodus, where he talks about the fatherless and defending the fatherless. And I began to see there was just something very special about that title, that God wanted to restore and redeem my heart. And what is, I'd say, the most beautiful part about this story is this. In 2 Corinthians in the first chapter, it says that the God of all comfort comforts people when they're suffering, when they've gone through hard times, when they're down and out, when they're hurting, so that in the future, we can comfort those that are going through similar situations and trials. So what I found, and this is why Outdoor Adventures was born, it wasn't born out of let's start a program. It was born out of a deep-seated compassion in my heart because I've been there, and God has taken me out of it. And so we consider ourselves tour guides of sorts, to help others find exactly what they're seeking, that validation that can only come from Jesus. And so because I was broken in that area, I have an insane amount of compassion for the fatherless now. And that is the life legacy I want to leave.
You know, we talk a lot, you know, inside and outside of church, even people that don't know Christ will say, you know, things work out a lot for the best. But, you know, specifically the reality, the truth that God doesn't waste any of our experiences, you know, it's one thing to think, okay, I've got it together. I'm, you know, I'm doing my daily devotions. I'm in the Word, and yeah, God's going to use that. That makes sense, right? That's logical. When I'm pursuing my flesh, when I'm sinning against God, when my back is turned and I'm going as hard and fast the other way as possible, or when I'm, you know, in a circumstance that I couldn't have avoided, that has nothing to do, in your case, with, you know, you just were born into this circumstance and living that life, all of that hardship, the idea that God doesn't waste any of that just blows my mind. It makes sense. It's logical when we're doing the things that, you know, Scripture outlines as good disciplines, but then when we're away from that and God still uses that, it's just phenomenal. So if you're tuning in, you just happen to tune into this segment of The Beacon, we're really honored to have Eric Swithin and Ethan Haggenis to join Jeff Blake and myself in this program today. And when we come back in this next segment, we're going to have an opportunity to hear how God, not only did he not waste those experiences that Eric and Ethan have talked about that they've had, but he's building on them for the sake of his kingdom and for the future of some fatherless even today. So thanks for tuning into The Beacon. Please come back to this next segment. You'll enjoy hearing how God's using Outdoor Adventures.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, well, welcome again to The Beacon. My name's Steve Woods. I'm your host. We have in studio with us today, Ethan and Eric from Outdoor Adventures. And guys, you know, we have just been talking about how God's, I love the way Eric put it off the air, God's recycling program is second to none. How he takes the broken, the used, the experiences, every last one in our life, and uses them for our benefit, and then ultimately even for the benefit of others. And Eric, as we've been talking about your story in particular, the hardship and the pain and brokenness, it's cool to hear you say, and again, this is an off the air comment that I want the listeners to benefit from, that as hard and painful as it may have been to endure, that God has really blessed you by removing some of that pain at a level that you can talk openly about the difficult things that you went through and pick it up from there, how God has used that and how he's using that to shape Outdoor Adventures. We really want our listeners to know as much as possible about what God's doing through your availability in Outdoor Adventures.
Thank you, Steve. I think one of the things we need to clear up is that we often think our calling is connected directly to our gifts and our talents, as if God needs us, right?
Right.
That's kind of funny. But the truth is, I've found my calling is right smack dab in the intersection of where my gifts and talents cross my greatest pain. And so where my greatest pain was sourcing from, it's the roots to the tree. It was really having no father figure consistently in my life to show me what it means to be a man of God and to guide me in life. And so that's where Outdoor Adventures was born, out of the compassion to fill in the gaps for the fatherless in our nation. And so that is why we started Outdoor Adventures in 2014. Our mission is to erase the fatherless epidemic through Christ-centered mentorship. And really, our specialty is threefold, and this is it. The first thing is that we really, really, really love showing fatherless boys God's creation. Romans 1:20. When you get out into the wilderness here, you just can't deny that God is an artist and he's done what he's done. And it cracks open kids to be able to be vulnerable and raw and to really explore where that pain comes from. So that's first and foremost, is to provide unforgettable wilderness experiences. The second thing we really pride ourselves in is when we bring groups from all over the country to go on a wilderness experience, we encourage them to bring their mentors with them. So we would love if you bring 5 teenage fatherless boys and also bring 3 to 5 mentors with you. And the journey you're going to go on with us is going to solidify that mentorship relationship, because it's easy to go on an event and then get a spiritual high and go home and nothing changes. But it completely changes things when you send people back to where they're from and they go about their daily life. And we have helped forge a deep bond between mentor and mentee. So we really focus on continuing that discipleship when they go home. So that's really key. And then third is the initiation process. We would sort of consider ourselves a fraternity in that we have an official rite of passage, a graduation where we shake your hand and you are considered a man of God at that point, no longer a boy. And so that rite of passage, it might sound cheesy, but it really is not. It's full of tears. It's followed by baptisms. And we're really proud to say this, because this is the Lord. I'm boasting in the Lord. We have not had a single participant leave an event in Colorado without giving their life to Jesus and getting baptized. Not one in 6 years. So God is moving, and we would absolutely love to begin to expand more and more across our country and provide this opportunities to other ministries. So if you're excited about it, this sounds like something you'd love to explore, please visit our website at www.outdooradventures.club, not .com, .club, outdooradventures.club. And we would love to connect with you and see how we can serve your ministry and together help erase the fatherless epidemic.
That's a great intro. Let me just ask a question that's personal, and maybe listeners are thinking too. I mean, by God's grace, I've had the chance to have some neat relationships with young men over the years, whether it's through Young Life, on a campus like Phoenix Christian, or through FCA. Are you saying that, hey, if you're a mentor out there who has some men that you know are looking up to you, this is a great vehicle to even further deepen that relationship? Come and use our organization with those men in your life. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. We also offer the Malachi Initiative. If you're a father that wants to more deeply connect with your son, we also invite you out.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. And this segment is a short one, but we want to pick up right there as we come into our fourth and final segment. Thank you for tuning into The Beacon. To our listeners, we welcome you. We appreciate you. And we hope that you're encouraged by what you hear in ways that God is using the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Coming up next, our fourth and final segment, a special guest that we're going to meet at the end of our show today. Excited for that? Come on back to The Beacon.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, well, I want to welcome you back to The Beacon. If you happen to just be tuning in late to our program today, boy, you tuned into a good one, and I encourage you to go back to phoenixchristian.org/The Beacon and listen to the entire episode. You can find other episodes there as well as on SoundCloud. We're working to broaden even that podcast availability elsewhere in addition, but thankful to you for tuning in today and every day that you happen to catch The Beacon, whether you're in your car cruising around on the treadmill or walking around the block, just to get some fresh air during what is currently a global pandemic. We're just glad you tuned in. We're thankful that you're listening. And, guys, talking about this COVID-19 global pandemic and how it has kind of no bounds. We're in that season right now, kind of unprecedented, at least in our lifetime, where it doesn't matter geographically, it's the entire world. It doesn't matter your social status or your financial well-being, kind of blatant disregard for any of that. Everybody is susceptible given the right circumstances or exposure. And you know, again, you know, Ethan, it's like that with the fatherless. It's like that with this pain. There is an unfortunate epidemic of absentee fatherism, your fathers not being around or being around, and maybe worse, not being engaged. Isn't that what we've been talking about a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that the coronavirus has nothing on the fatherless pandemic.
Yeah,
it doesn't. You know, the
unfortunate thing is it's getting a lot more press.
Yeah, it is.
Can you imagine, right? If somebody would recognize what we're talking about and the danger and the hardship that is at the stake, you know, at the center of this in people's souls and for the sake of their eternity, what if the really important things, you know, got that same level of attention? What if there was an opportunity to really make a difference?
If you just Google search fatherlessness, you're going to find that the death toll from this pandemic is far greater than the coronavirus. The coronavirus sort of picks and chooses its victims. Fatherlessness is rampant in every segment and demographic in our society. It's at the crux of our biggest ailments. 85% of men in prison come from a fatherless home. It's a big key statistic that's underlying with rapists, addicts, abusers, dropouts of high school, those that are undereducated. And what I've seen, what's absolutely amazing, is the demographics that come together because of fatherlessness. I've seen kids around the campfire up in the Colorado Rockies hugging each other. One of them is from a rich suburban home with a millionaire father, and the other one is literally from a gang in the inner city. And what's beautiful, if you want to see just an amazing testimony, I encourage you to go to our website. You can see our first honorary board member. His name is Logan Burrell. He's an African-American. He's 17. And he calls me dad. I call him son. He was someone who came through our program 4 years ago and is now a key player in our leadership. And he's on fire for Jesus. He quit football so he can get a job and help his mother pay the bills. And the kid is going to be the first in his family to graduate college. And so as his father, I help him with his college applications. I help him with all the things a dad would. It's literally one of the richest things in my life. I talk to him almost every single day. And so, especially in this time of the pandemic, consider that opportunity. But consider this, for most ministries right now, we're being shut down because we can't meet in groups bigger than 10. Well, guess what? That's our bread and butter. That's what we do. We meet in small groups. We get into the mountains. And so if you're without a mission trip this summer, or you're without a ministry opportunity this summer because your camp got canceled, please consider us.
You know, an adage that I think has great merit, that problems present opportunities. And, you know, we're faced with an unusual situation and circumstance. All of us are. And that might be one of the opportunities that comes out of it. Just like you said, if you're hearing this and you know about this, and I certainly have some folks I can share this information with to say, hey, if you're looking for a way to get together in a small group setting, that is within the parameters of what's allowable, man, what a great opportunity. I too was very fortunate to have several men in my life. While I wouldn't say that I was fatherless, I had my dad as a great role model in my life. And, you know, I would hope that my kids would, as adult children, say that they have even half of the love and respect that I think both my wife and I would communicate on for our parents. If we have even half of that, we're wildly successful, you know, with our kids and their spouses. But even so, there were some men in my life. A junior high guy, Neil, was a carpenter and just poured his life into me. We spent time fishing together. We spent time working together. And he was a great investor in me in high school, the dad of a teammate who would just spend time with us hitting his grounders in the infield. And Denny made a huge impact on me as a young adult, a guy who's still a mentor in my life, Larry. And, you know, I think of these men and their investment and the investment they were making when I didn't even know they were making it. Mm-hmm. And how I value that. And now today, as an old dude looking back, I value it all the more. And so I'm just so thankful for the way in which God is using your availability and that of others. And, you know, Ethan, talk about what it means to have the chance to see people baptized at the end in this initiation, in this rite of passage. Talk about the emotion of that moment when you're out in the wilderness with these young men.
Actually, I have not been able to go on a walkabout yet. I just got involved with this ministry a couple months back, but I have seen the lives changed through it. We do, as youth pastors in Pagosa Springs here in Colorado, our ministry with youth naturally funnels in these fatherless boys. So I have had the honor and privilege of baptizing a couple of them through our youth ministry, and just growing together, experiencing, like right now, even with this coronavirus stuff, I've been able to take out some fatherless boys to go disc golf and go hiking. And we have groups that are going fishing and just creating that bond together. And then, of course, growing together with them, like being there for their baptism is just such like a, oh God, you're so good experience. And not just leaving it at that, but continuing to walk through with their spiritual growth on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, even after their baptism. We put a lot of emphasis on the baptism and initial conversion, but then sometimes it tails off. Like, all right, you know, cool. But being able to walk through this ministry, through youth ministry with guys who are now even in college, and I'm still in contact with them on a regular basis, and say, hey, how can I encourage you? How can I be praying for you? It's just such a really cool bond that not a lot of young men have in their lives. Yeah, and so I personally had it in my life, and I'm still in contact with youth leaders and youth pastors. And it's been all the difference that the Lord has worked through those relationships. So it's a privilege to get to do that now as an adult with my own family and walking alongside some of these young men. So it's really cool opportunity. And
Ethan and Eric, it's a privilege for us to get to celebrate that, you know, and to see the way God's using your availability. And, you know, I just love the fact that you're able to do life with those people that maybe, you know, many of those young adults are just a little farther behind, but on the same path in some way. And so doing life together, doing discipleship, praying for one another and building, gosh, that sounds almost biblical, Eric.
Isn't that crazy? What a concept.
Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for getting up early and being on the program with us today, for being transparent with your lives and being available. You know, like you said, it's not just about the gifts that you have, but the passion, the calling, and sometimes even that intersection of some of the greatest pain that God tends to leverage in our lives for the sake of ministry and the lives of others. We're excited about what God's doing, you know, with you and for you and through you. We're excited about the opportunity to shine a brighter light on that today. And we're just really grateful. I just want to say thank you again for making time to be a part of the program. And Jeff, I'm going to turn the rest of this segment over to you. We have some exciting stuff to do, but, you know, just give you a chance to thank our guests as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I appreciate the transparency you've provided here. Your commitment, a theme at Phoenix Christian is we believe in living curriculum, and what you've done this morning and what you've shared is that. And I'm inspired by what you do and the journey that you're on, and you have our prayers and support. For Ethan, a tagline of our school too is that our ideal is that our students will go out and impact the world for Christ. And Ethan, you're an embodiment of that. And you're a father, you're an incredible father. You're a youth pastor. You're out as an EMT. I know you work late into the night, early morning this morning. You're serving our world, serving our community, and you are impacting our world for Christ. And I want to thank you for that. You're an encouragement. And this morning's been just extraordinarily inspiring. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to encourage the listeners. And I've served as a youth pastor in my career too. And I wish I would have known about a program like this. Visit outdooradventures.club, C-L-U-B. This morning, Steve, I'd like to introduce a new member of our production team and an alum of Phoenix Christian. And I'd like to give a shout out to Miriam Murray. Miriam, are you out there?
Hi.
Miriam, I'd like you to share with the listener a little bit of who you are, where you're in school right now, what you're doing, and what your plans are.
Well, my name is Miriam Murray. I am 18. I am attending, I'm a freshman at ACU, Arizona Christian University. I'm studying a business with an emphasis in nonprofit management and hoping to pursue communication as well.
And so here you are serving on the production team for the Beacon. We're super proud of you. Maybe give a little bit of a nutshell. What are some of your responsibilities on the Beacon team?
So some of my responsibilities would be just promoting the show on social media, reaching out to guests as well, such Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, and Twitter as well.
Okay. Well, Miriam, I want you to know you're also an inspiration. We're proud of you, what you do with your life, your service to our community, and we're blessed and honored that you're serving on this team, and I look forward to what's to unfold from here. And what I'd like to do with the listeners is just share a little bit of a snapshot of what's gone on even this week. Of course, we're in the COVID shutdown of on-campus learning, but campus learning is continuing all the way through the end of May for us. But something really cool that happened in the last couple days and will continue into today is our seniors who are graduating with honors have completed capstone projects. And these capstone projects are a summation of everything that they've been studying at Phoenix Christian for the last 4 years. And they've made presentations, took a little bit of a curveball this week as they presented via Zoom to a panel of teachers, pastors, coaches, and members of the administrative team. But just to give the listener a sense of some of the special projects that our seniors have been working on, we had a stellar member of our baseball team just do an analysis of statistics, how professional sports analyzes statistics, the impact of statistics in the field. We had another student do an entire worship experience earlier in February and then share that experience, how she chose her worship pieces, what worship means to her, and how her journey is impacted by a life of worship. Another student focusing on vaccines. And then another student yesterday was able to start a project. She raised nearly $7,000 for Choices Pregnancy Center for women facing the choice of abortion. And she raised $7,000 to raise money for ultrasound tests to encourage women to keep their babies. Really, really extraordinary. God is moving. We're so proud of our graduating seniors, and we're preparing for an amazing graduation drive-in ceremony, celebration of their lives coming up here on May 22nd. So Steve, this has been a really rich couple of weeks at school.
Well, no question about it. And again, like we said, when the opportunities come out of the difficult circumstances that we have, it's exciting to celebrate. Welcome to Miriam. So glad you're on the team. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Phoenix Christian, for sponsoring the Beacon. A special thank you to Ethan and Eric from Outdoor Adventures. Check it out, outdooradventures.club. This has been the Beacon. We're grateful that you tuned in, and we look forward to the next opportunity to celebrate how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Have a great day in Christ Jesus.